You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, cutting Eureka, Arcata, and streaming worldwide at KHUM.com. We're also on the TuneIn app as well. Yesterday, I had the wonderful chance to speak with Merrick McKinley, who's one of the co-owners of Minor Theater Group, LLC, alongside of Josh Neff, who has been the building owner since 2014. And they formed the Minor Theater Group, LLC, whenever Coming Attractions ended up backing out and not renewing their contract just last spring. So anyway, right now I'm going to go ahead and air part of that interview. Definitely excited. They have their whole big reopening this evening, and tonight's show is unfortunately sold out, but they still have tickets for Saturday and Sunday.
How did you end up pairing up with Josh?
Josh called me out of the blue one day because he had reached a breaking point with Coming Attractions and was looking for some help running the theater. And I had a reputation for doing good stuff with movies around town, so he hit me up.
Oh, this is cool. Why do you have this over here?
You know, we're trying to create like a loop between the community and the screen. So people can type messages here. We have a memory hotline they can call. And if we get a good message, maybe we'll blow it up on the screen. We get a good phone message, we can make audio out of it, and you'll show up for a blockbuster film, and there's your friend Bob's message up on the screen right before the film.
Oh, that's neat. How'd you come up with that idea?
Well, it fits right in the pocket of what we're trying to do, is bring this theater back to the community. So this is all about Arcata and the people who love this place and this building, so we figured why not tailor it down to that level? You know, so many people have special memories. As soon as I got involved in this project, people flagged me down on the street and tell me about this or that, the screening of Yellow Submarine where everyone was singing along, all these other things. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great instead of a crappy Geico commercial if you're waiting for the Star Trek movie to come on and you actually hear a story from one of your neighbors?
That would be super cool. Bring it back to the community. Is that one of the reasons that Josh and Josh's relationship with Coming Attractions didn't work out?
Yeah, definitely. Josh is born and raised here, and he saw how special this theater was, and he saw how they weren't really doing anything to honor that. They just run in this like one of their 113 screens and wanted no variance. And when he offered to let them renew their contract if they, in exchange for making 5 or 6 nights out of the year community-oriented, and they didn't want to do that variance, and he said, you know, I can do this myself, I can do this better, and so that's what happened.
Just 5 or 6 nights out of the year? He wasn't asking much.
Precisely, and you know, I don't want to talk too much trash, but yeah, it makes sense for them. You know, they have so many things, you don't want one little sore thumb thinking out, but this isn't a sore thumb, this is like a really special thing, so it needs a caretaker who understands that.
Is this really the oldest building in the U.S. designed for feature films?
That's true. That's what I read. I haven't read anything to the contrary yet. 1914, cinema hadn't really hit big yet, so this was one of the first ones. Yep.
And you're definitely a huge cinema fan, so this is like a match made in heaven then.
Oh, yeah. Running La Dolce Video and the Miniplex, I didn't really need another project, but this was kind of like getting called up to the big leagues.
So you all are adding food and beer into this, like more of an expanded menu than just like popcorn and candy.
We're trying to, you know, revitalize the cinema-going experience. The same old just showing up and eating crappy popcorn that's overpriced has kind of been on the wane. And so nowadays, you really need to upgrade the whole experience. So we got new seating, properly lit projection, all new sound. And with that comes food that you don't have to feel guilty about. So we're trying to bring in food that meets the standards of the local community. We're not a full-service kitchen by any means, but everybody's been there. You show up late for a movie, and you have a big bucket of popcorn, and the rest of the night you're like, I'm never doing that again. I feel like puking. And we're getting rid of that experience.
Nice. So you all have a whole bunch of short films fest for the opening weekend, and yep. So far Friday is sold out, but there's still tickets available for Saturday and Sunday?
That's true, yep.
Okay, awesome.
Friday night sold out in less than 24 hours.
That's pretty impressive. That must be a good sign for you all.
Yeah, yeah. People love this theater. Every other person who walks by points to their friend and tells a little something about it, so there's a lot of interest here, and yeah.
Cool, and it's only $10, too, which is way pretty affordable.
You know, it probably was a mistake of mine, but, you know, it is what it is. Take it as a gift, yeah.
How did you choose which short films to feature?
It wasn't hard. There's a lot of local talent here, and I tried to focus on artists that I felt were doing really good work. Steve Vandermeer has his film that has never been premiered locally, although it's won awards in Ashland. Violet Crabtree, same thing. She had won some awards in Ashland, and she has a new work. And I just wanted to kind of honor the people who are maybe going unrecognized.
What kind of genres should they expect to see if they come on one of those nights?
It's creative shorts. There's some narrative. There's some stop motion animation. There's some legitimate animation. There's a lot of green screen involved. So it's a mix. I tried to make a mix, but it's a little bit focused towards the artistic side of things.
Okay, sweet. So a lot of the films here, though, after this weekend, will be a mixture of different stuff, won't it?
Again, we're trying to be full service here. We are the movie theater in Arcata, so we want to show the big blockbusters the day they come out. But unlike the last guys, we're not afraid to show a foreign film, a good documentary, and we want to have always a good balance of that. We're even going to mix in some repertory, and down the road we have a lot of exciting ideas, like developing a film club. Fans of sci-fi could pay $50 a month and come to free screens, and then just like a book club, you get together and talk about it. Don't quote me on this right now. It's a lot of good ideas like that. We want to really kind of make this a special place, from the blockbusters to the offbeat to even the more special interest items like that.
When are you going to have your list of the next movies that will be shown after this weekend?
Hopefully by tomorrow, but there's some more forms I have to fill out.
Okay. Do you run into any problems with being your proximity to the Eureka or the McKinleyville theaters when trying to get feature films?
Not yet. We are working with a booking agent who has many years in experience booking films, and they actually used to work with Mike Thompson, who was the booker, along with David Phillips, that made The Miner what it was, gave it that reputation. From the 70s on, they did all that creative programming. I was looking through the old playbills, and it's just floored by the amount of great films they showed here. And so we're working with somebody who understands those sensibilities, but has decades worth of experience dealing with the larger companies. So we feel like that's going to help us. And, you know, we can't control those things. We're just doing what we do here. And so far, there's been no problems.
Okay, awesome. Is there anything else that cool that you're doing that I haven't found out about yet? Like writing the voicemails and the little notes that people can type up on the typewriter?
Well, in addition to the enhanced concessions, we have enhanced services. So that means you're going to be able to order food from your table. You're going to be able to get a refill from your table and settle up before you leave the film.
Okay, awesome.
So that's a little bit different than any other theaters around here.
Nice. Cool. Is the trap door still down there?
There is one. It's been sealed up. I think it would take some work to get it excavated, but no plans to put that back in action. But yeah, a lot of the original features are still in place, yeah.
So you don't want to try to be like Harry Houdini? That would be interesting to see where it goes.
Yeah. Maybe down the road, you know. We have a lot of projects further down the road that would be great, like restoring the 35mm, and we'll see where we land, you know.
That would be super cool.
It's going to take a lot of work, but, you know.
Is there a 33mm?
There's a 35 down there, and there's a 16 upstairs, but they're, times have changed, so we're all state-of-the-art digital right now, and to retrofit it back to those old audio connections takes some doing, so that's further down the road. Right now, we're just concentrating on covering our bases. This is a pretty new venture for both of us. Running the Miniplex has gotten me a good sense of how to book films and what the audiences for Arcata are into, but we've been off a lot just kind of getting the doors open. So first things first, we're going to get good at running the theater, and then we'll look forward to all the fun add-ons.
And then the Miniplexes will open that up to have more playful films, won't it?
Great, yeah. It's you know, we're really picturing these as sister screens. We'll even cross-promote each other. And there's so many good films up here. The hard part is deciding which four I can show. So this having an extra screen will be great. We're even thinking about, you know, running an independent here for 1 week and letting it play 3 weeks down there or vice versa. So, not a competitor, but hopefully like sister screens.
Wonderful. Well, definitely looking forward to seeing what you all have, and I can't wait until the full bill of the next run of movies comes out. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait to get the doors open and get the people back in the theater and enjoying some great films.
And thanks for bringing back Arcata's Movie Theater.
No doubt.
Definitely some really amazing stuff that those folks are doing down there. That was Merrick McKinley, who is one of the co-owners alongside of Josh Neff of Minor Theater Group, LLC. And they have their big reopening coming up tonight. It's sold out for this evening, but they still have tickets available for Saturday and Sunday. It's just $10. It's basically like a short film fest where they're having tons of short local films that they are showing. Make sure to check back over at minortheater.com for any additional showtimes as they're released. If you want to see pictures of the new Minor Theater, I will have those pictures up before 2 p.m. I'm striving for within the hour, folks. So just keep checking back on over at khum.com to see those. Coming up after a short break for some messages from some of our sponsors. Going to come back, going to have a quick look on over at your shortlist. And then I have a song for you from the Kinks. So stick around. It's KHUM.